And here I'm concentrating on the regions where they get, where the light gets reflected out. So where these gray regions are, and I can calculate the decay length. So if light is coming from the left, it's going to decay with a characteristic decay length delta. So here's light coming from the left, and then you see it's an exponential decay times a periodic function. And I can calculate the decay length, and I've plotted the decay length over here. So this is delta, the decay length, versus frequency. So in this range where it's white, the solutions propagate through, there's no decay. And then you come into this region, and here, after just 1.5 periods, the decay is, the amplitude has fallen by 1 over E. And at the edges there, the decay length diverges. This red line goes up to infinity. And that's because this frequency here separates the frequencies where the light is propagating through and the frequencies where the light is decaying. So if right at the boundary between those two, the decay length is infinite, and then it comes down as you as your frequency comes into the middle of this band where it gets reflected out. And now I will try to go to there's a web page you can find from the outline, which first goes through this calculation that I showed, and then allows you to plot lambda. And then at this point, it plots the eigenfunction solutions. So these are the two eigenfunction solutions for some arrangement of A and B and C1 and C2. And I will go to first low frequencies. And with these low frequencies, I get some solution that doesn't seem to be decaying. So if I look back into this plot, if I'm at 1, then I'm in this region where the solutions propagate through. But if I go to, this looks to me about 0.6. If I go to a frequency of 0.6, now I get one exponentially decaying solution and one exponentially growing solution. And if we're trying to use it as a mirror, the light is coming from the left, then this solution is not relevant. So if the light is coming in from the left, then you don't have a solution that just grows exponentially and you get more light coming out from the right, because it would violate the conservation of energy. There's so much energy coming into the left and you get a bigger solution going out to the right. So if there's light coming into the left, this is the relevant solution where the light amplitude is decaying as it goes in. And it's decaying as it goes in because you keep getting these partial reflections and it's sending the light, it's reflecting the light back out of the crystal. So the amplitude of the light waves doesn't penetrate deep into the crystal.
And then if I go a little bit more than 2, I should get the light reflected out again, so 2.2. I get light reflected out again. At 3, the light should be reflected out, but at 3.2, it probably propagates through. So these are propagating normal mode solutions at a frequency about here. And you can see it doesn't really have a nice, well-defined wavelength, these propagating solutions. But you can calculate the solutions with this program. And you can then also do things like change the one of these widths, so I can make the one of the widths of the layers smaller or larger, and the positions of these bands move. So if I choose different widths for the materials, I can move around this region
where the light gets reflected out.
I went over time. I didn't notice. Okay, so I will stop here, and we will finish up with light moving in a periodic crystal in one dimension. We'll finish this next time.